Treveda partners with J.P. Morgan. U.S.-based J.P. Millennial and Gen Z consumers prefer brands over banks, survey says. A new survey by Vodeno and Ion Bank has revealed that Gen Z and Millennial consumers prefer brands over banks for their banking needs. Galileo launches new solution for B2B expense management. U.S.-based fintech Galileo Financial Technologies has launched its corporate credit solution to help businesses' expense management process. Tonic taps Sun Life Grepa Financial to launch insurance. Philippine-based digital bank Tonic has partnered with life insurance company Sun Life Grepa Financial to roll out insurance for the former's customers. Forestro integrates Quicka Wallet into the Slack application. Poland-based financial technology solutions provider Verestro has announced the integration of the Quicka Wallet money transfer service within the Slack application. AusPayNet introduces ISO 20022 for cross-border payments. Australian Payments Network, AusPayNet, has introduced ISO 20022 data requirements for cross-border payments. Mipos launches Tap to Pay on iPhone. UK-based payments company, Mipos, is introducing Tap to Pay on iPhone for businesses in the UK. BigPay selects Thread to power its payments processing across Southeast Asia. BigPay has selected Thread, a next-gen payments platform, to power its payment capabilities, starting with its upcoming expansion into Thailand. BNP Paribas partners with 321 founded to launch Panto. France-based bank BNP Paribas has partnered with the corporate startup studio 321 founded to launch the Panto fintech. Marqeta partners with Scalapay for BNPL in Europe. Global modern card issuing platform Marqeta has partnered with European BNPL provider Scalapay to issue cards both online and in-store. Compass completes acquisition of Heidi Pay Switzerland. Italy-based consumer credit company Compass, part of Mediobanca Group, has bought 100% of Heidi Pay Switzerland, a fintech specialized in buy now, pay later, BNPL. Kani Payments receives ISO 27001 certification. UK-based fintech Kani Payments has been granted ISO 27001 certification, an industry standard that confirms the company's ability to protect client data. Jack Henry launches financial crimes platform. Fintech Jack Henry has announced the launch of a cloud-native fraud and anti-money laundering, AML, solution designed with real-time capabilities to help FIS combat financial crime. SumSub partners with Naya One. Full-cycle verification platform SumSub has announced its partnership with Naya One in order to drive banking compliance improvement across Europe and the U.S. MasterCard partners with CyberMonks. MasterCard has partnered with managed security services distributor CyberMonks to launch a cyber marketplace aiming to simplify the acquisition of cybersecurity solutions. Braithwaite partners with Corelytics ClauseMatch. UK-based consultancy working with regulated financial services Braithwaite has partnered with RegTech ClauseMatch, a Corelytics solution. Mintable creates an NFT that can be used to recover stolen crypto. Singapore-based NFT marketplace Mintable has created an NFT that can be used by investigators to identify stolen cryptocurrencies. Wirex introduces the Wirex Dual Mode Card. UK-based digital payment platform Wirex has introduced the Wirex Dual Mode Card that combines elements from traditional finance and DeFi. Fed Governor Bowman skeptical on digital dollar. Michelle Bowman has become the latest Federal Reserve governor to pour cold water on a U.S. CBDC, saying that the benefits of a digital dollar are unclear while the risks could be significant. Sweat economy launches in U.S. Sweat Economy, a Web3 ecosystem that helps people tokenize their physical activity, has launched in 9 new countries, including the U.S. UAE to launch national domestic card scheme. The United Arab Emirates is to establish its own domestic card scheme in a bid to encourage strategic independence from the Visa, MasterCard duopoly. Juni opens payment corridors to the U.S. and mainland China. Today Juni, the financial platform built for digital commerce, has enabled its cross-border payments capabilities, facilitating transactions to the U.S. and mainland China for its customers across Europe. European payroll for contractors Solar Staff offer crypto withdrawals. Solar Staff, a fintech company connecting businesses with freelancers from 190-plus countries, is the first in Europe to introduce a new withdrawal method, cryptocurrency, USDT, Tron, to provide more flexibility for freelancers in withdrawal options and reduce expenses for transactions. Linking fast payment systems across borders, considerations for governance and oversight. This consultative report, issued as part of the G20 Cross-Border Payments Program, describes initial considerations on governance and oversight for fast payment system, FPS, interlinking across borders. Rokit readies launch of a 2A payment suite. Rokit, an open banking payments platform, will be launching at Open Banking Expo, 18 October 2023. Lipa Payments Soft POS certified by MasterCard and Visa. Lipa Payments, Lipa, a leading fintech in the world of contactless payments, proudly announces its official listing on the Visa and MasterCard Soft POS certified partners websites. Aus PayNet welcomes harmonized ISO 20022 data requirements. Aus PayNet, the self-regulatory body for the Australian payments industry, today welcomed the publication of harmonized ISO 20022 data requirements for cross-border payments by the Bank for International Settlements, BIS, Committee on Payment and Market Infrastructures, CPMI. Alpay Cards joins the Multos Consortium. The MULTOS Consortium, a group of international blue-chip organizations responsible for the promotion and development of the MULTOS technology, announced today that Alpay Cards, a leading UK plastic card manufacturer, has joined as a partner member. Token.io expands to Scandinavia. In a move that marks another significant milestone for Token.io, the leading account-to-account, a 2A payment infrastructure provider has announced the expansion of its direct open banking connectivity network to Sweden, Norway, Denmark and Finland, where it now offers account information services, ICE, and payment initiation services, PIS, services. 1 in 3 British adults using BNPL. Clearpay, a leader in buy now, pay later, BNPL, has today published research revealing that BNPL use is rising across all age groups, with 30% of British adults using the service to make at least one payment over the 12 months ending August 2023. LTX upgrades Bond GPT application. LTX, a subsidiary of global fintech leader, Broadridge Financial Solutions, Inc. NYSE. BR, today announced the launch of Bond GPT Plus, the enterprise version of its award-winning Bond GPT application, which incorporates Broadridge's unique patent-pending technology and OpenAI GPT-4 to answer complex bond-related questions and rapidly assist users in their identification of corporate bonds on the LTX platform. Bybit revamps institutional trading platform. Bybit, the world's third most visited crypto exchange, is proud to announce the launch of its revamped institutional trading platform, Bybit Institutional. Meritsoft launches post-trade automation platform. Meritsoft, a Cognizant company, has today announced the launch of its next-generation technology platform offering financial institutions advanced process automation capabilities. MAS issues banks with guidelines for net zero transition. The Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, today issued a set of consultation papers proposing guidelines on transition planning by banks, insurers and asset managers to enable the global transition to a net zero economy. Truth integrates with nCino's mortgage suite. Consumer permission data platform, Truth, has announced a new integration with the mortgage suite of home lending solutions from nCino. Token.io expands to Scandinavia with PaySafe. A two-way payment infrastructure provider Token.io has announced the expansion of its direct open banking connectivity to Scandinavia with PaySafe. Aktia partners with Temenos to modernize payments. Switzerland-based banking software company Temenos has announced a partnership with Finland-based wealth manager bank Aktia to modernize payments. Express Legal integrates open banking with Ordo. UK-based Express Legal has added open banking to its online banking system, Express Pay, via Ordo, enabling consumers to directly pay for disbursements. Marqeta partners with Motive. Global card issuing platform Marqeta has announced its partnership with Motive in order to launch the Motive card and deliver clients up to 10% savings. Amazon Payment Services obtains retail payment services license. Amazon Payment Services, a digital payments provider operating across the MENA region, has been granted a retail payment services license by the UAE Central Bank. Proof Identity raises $40 million in funding round. Digital identity solutions provider Proof Identity has raised $40 million in a funding round led by MassMutual Ventures and Capital One Ventures. Trevi Pay opens financial partner gateway. Global B2B payments and invoicing network Trevi Pay today announced the launch of the Financial Partner Gateway, a new suite of APIs for financial institutions looking to expand commercial offerings. Terra Pay and Papara join forces in Turkey. Terra Pay, a leading cross-border payments network, and Papara, a leading fintech company in Turkey, have announced a groundbreaking partnership aimed at reshaping the landscape of global money movement. Amazon Payment Services obtains retail payment services license from the UAE Central Bank. Amazon Payment Services, a regional leader in digital payments operating across the Middle East and North Africa, MENA region, has been granted a retail payment services license by the UAE Central Bank. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.